After the affair of the so-called Satanic Verses, the conflict with the Kafirun became very nasty. Abu Jahl regularly subjected any Muslims he met to vitriolic verbal abuse and slandered them with vicious lies and rumour. He threatened merchants with ruin and simply beat up the weaker Muslims. The Kafirun could not hurt Muslims who had strong protectors, but they could attack slaves and those who lacked adequate tribal patronage. Umayyah, chief of Jumah, used to torture Bilal, his Abyssinian slave, by tying him up and forcing him to lie exposed to the grueling sun with a huge boulder on his chest. Abu Bakr could not bear to watch Bilal suffering, so he bought him from Umayyah and set him free. He also liberated a Muslim slave girl when he saw Umar ibn al-Khattab flogging her. Some of the younger Muslims were locked up by their families, who even tried to starve them into submission. The situation became so serious that Muhammad sent the more vulnerable members of the Ummah, the community, to Abyssinia, where the Christian governor gave them asylum. It was becoming painfully clear that, unthinkable as it might seem, there might be no future for the Muslims in Mecca. It must have been very difficult indeed for the Muslims, brought up in the Jahili spirit, to practice hilm and turn the other cheek. Even Muhammad sometimes had to struggle to maintain his composure. One of the early surahs expresses his rage against his uncle Abu Lahab and his wife, who used to scatter sharp thorns outside his house. On one occasion, Muhammad overheard some of the Quraysh chiefs jeering at him contemptuously while he was circumambulating the Kaaba. For a while, he was able to keep his rising anger in check. But by the time he had completed the third circuit, his face was as black as thunder. He stopped in his tracks, faced the Kafirun, and instead of wishing them peace, as the Quran enjoined, said grimly, "Will you listen to me, O Quraysh? By him who holds my life in his hand, I bring you slaughter." He uttered the last word so threateningly that the chiefs were silenced. But the next day, they had recovered their nerve. They leapt on Muhammad when he arrived in the haram, encircled him menacingly, and started to rough him up, pulling him about by his robe. This time, Muhammad did not respond aggressively, but allowed the chiefs to manhandle him until Abu Bakr intervened, weeping, "Would you kill a man for saying Allah is my Lord?" But this kind of behaviour could sometimes be counterproductive. One day, Abu Jahl came upon Muhammad near the Safa gate, an important site of the Hajj, and was so incensed to see him calmly occupying this sacred spot that he exploded in true Jahili style. Again, Muhammad refused to retaliate, but sat and listened to the string of devastating insults without uttering a word.